Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in my studio today, Miss Constance Bartow with Medi Home Health Agency. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. And I have Mr. David Gumbel and Miss Catherine Hedden from Hedden Forward, and I'm going to call it Fame. I know you keep saying films about me, but I like the fact that it's Fame. So good afternoon and welcome.
Hi.
Hey. Huh?
We're happy to be here.
All right. Here we go. So Constance, just lay it on us. Tell us all about Medi Home Health.
Well, I'd like to just start by saying that we've been here in Pensacola for over 10 years. We also serve Fort Walton Beach and Panama City areas.
Okay.
Our company is a family-owned business out of Lexington, South Carolina. All of our people, though, have been working with us locally here for a number of years. Administrator's been on board for close to 9.
Wow. So, you ever been to Lexington, South Carolina, by the way?
I've driven by.
You drove by, you stayed there for a week one day.
It's one of those drive-through places.
Yeah, I lived in Charleston for a little while, so a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah,
so.
I got family in Charleston, and of course you got to hit any military base you get close to if you're a military family.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I take it you've bounced around a bunch, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so how did you get here? What brought you into home health and here with Medi Home Health?
My background is counseling and social work, and I've always seen myself as more of an advocate for people, looking to make sure people are aware of what's available, have knowledge about what their choices are. So working for Medi Home Health Agency has just been a natural fit for me.
So what exactly do you guys do?
Our agency provides in-home services that include skilled nursing by an RN, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, as well as some additional services of a medical social worker. We want to make sure our patients are able to remain in their home and give them the attention and care that they need to be able to do so.
Yeah. So whether they have been to the hospital and then been released or whether they just don't necessarily want to spend the time in the hospital, they can contact your company and get the services that they need.
They can call us directly for sure. We get most of our referrals out of a hospital setting or another acute setting like a skilled nursing facility. However, some of our patients come directly to us from their doctor's office. The doctor or the nurses recognize the need. Maybe it's a new diagnosis and they need education in their home. Maybe they've had a decline with a chronic condition.
Yeah.
And they need a little bit of help.
So what are the benefits of having health at home?
Well, first, you're at home. Most people
which I'd
would
much
agree,
rather be
yeah,
than any other facility.
Most people would agree they'd rather be at home. Some people do see the skilled nursing facility as a vacation. You know, meals are provided. The cleaning is done. Everything's provided for them. But most people want to remain at home. They want to be there. And so we give them that opportunity.
So they'll recover faster, less chance for infection.
Oh, those are all positive things that can happen. Yeah. Positive things in the home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you said something about food being done. You had me there.
If I don't have to cook, I'm in.
I'm in.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you actually have to have a reason to want to receive the services at home, or can you just want to be served at home?
Well, we are a Medicare certified level of care. And so for that reason, it has to meet the Medicare guidelines. A physician needs to be able to establish that the patient is homebound. Mainly, they have a challenge to get out of their home. It might take an extra person or a device. The person might be just overtaxed when they're trying to get out of their home and just have a difficult time. So that's key. That is key. And then also, we need to be able to do something with them. You know, there has to be a need there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with what's the show where the doctors go do the house calls. What's the show I'm thinking of?
I don't know. But I was just thinking.
You're talking about an old TV show.
No. It's actually a quite recent one. But, you know, they just don't feel like going to the hospital or the doctor. So the doctor comes to them. But that's not the case. I don't think.
Gosh, my kids take speech and I'm driving around all the time. Can they just come give them speech at my house?
Yes, they can. But I don't think that's her company.
No.
So, okay. So you said you were all Medicaid and Medicare?
We are Medicare certified. We do no Medicaid at this time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for somebody who has Medicare?
Well, it means your Medicare benefits cover this level of service. It means if you have traditional Medicare, there is no cost out of pocket to you to have our care. And then if you have maybe a replacement policy or some other Medicare policy, you may have a copay, you may have a deductible that needs to be met, but it's still part of your Medicare benefit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And who provides the care? Like, you're not hanging out at everybody's house, are you?
No, I'm not. Sometimes I see people on the front end, mm-hmm. talk with them, find out about their needs a little bit more, find out about what's going on in the home to make sure that us going into the home is the best fit for the patient,
right.
for the family, answer a lot of questions for families. But we're typically sending out our nurses who are RN level or LPN level. We're sending out our therapists, physical therapists. They're the first people to go out and see the patient and do an admission.
Now, do the nurses and the RNs and LPNs, and there's all kinds of other letters that come behind it, but mm-hmm. are they solely working for your company, or are these other shifts that they have? Oh. Like, do they share their responsibilities with their other jobs at the hospitals? So, I mean, are they very active?
We have a few people who work solely for our company, mm-hmm. and then there are others who may work somewhere else. We might be their part-time job. We might be their PRN job as needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So how many, do you know how many are on your staff right now? Am I going to put you on the spot?
For the Pensacola area, we'd be considered a small business.
Yeah.
For our local branch, we have under 50.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still a lot, because you're not spending all day at every patient's house, right?
No, we're not. One of the unique things, though, about our Pensacola location and our Fort Walton Beach and Panama City location is that we're the only home health agency that has a durable medical equipment company right in our offices. It's one of our sister companies.
Which means you can get the things that you need without
faster,
so much red tape.
That's right. A lot faster. And say if a nurse is out of home and they see the need for a wheelchair or for a hospital bed, it might be something that we can get ordered right away and have delivered to the home right away.
Yeah.
Same day.
Mm-hmm. Which makes a huge difference.
It does. It does. We've already done the background and checked to make sure they're Medicare eligible. So why not call up our sister company and have them deliver it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what can our community do to support you?
Well, mainly talk about home health. Talk with people about their options. You know, sometimes people think, I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to be in a nursing home. And they need to know that there are other levels of care that can be afforded them in their home setting.
So what's the easiest way for them to find that out? Can they call you? Do they just need to call their doctor?
We like them to call us directly because we can be the middleman. We can talk to the doctor. We can talk to the family. We can talk, you know, and make sure that we are what they need.
Yeah.
And if we are not what they need, then we can get them connected to another service. You brought up earlier Medicare versus Medicaid. And I said that we are a Medicare agency only, but there are other home health agencies in town that provide services under Medicaid.
Right.
So if a family or a patient is to call us and ask us about something and we not be able to serve them because they're Medicaid only, then we can connect them to the right agency. By the way, our local number is 475-5392, and we're in the 850.
And then you are in the 850. Do you have a website that we can send people to?
Yes, our website is www.msa-corp.com.
Awesome. Did we miss anything?
No. I'm sending you to the MSA website because our company is a Medical Services of America company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hang out for a little while.
I will.
I think these two got a pretty cool story they're going to share with us.
Thanks.
Jump right in here anytime
wow.
you want.
Way to set expectations.
Yeah, I know.
High.
Well, only because I partook in the launch of, so I've seen some of the stuff you guys are doing, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you were at the premiere party.
This is a bleeding heart entrepreneur over here, so, you know.
Well, we are huge supporters of Pensacola Entrepreneurs. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do.
So let's tell everybody what you do, because they may not know yet. I don't know why, but they may not know yet.
So we do three main buckets that we mm-hmm. have. One is marketing strategy, branding, customer journey marketing. The other is digital media production. So we do commercials and videos for businesses and social media, things like that.
TV shows.
And the third is we have a television show that we produce that is about local entrepreneurs. And it's not one of those infomercial shows. It is a show where we take a deep dive with each entrepreneur, and we really focus on their passion around their business, the people that help support them, the systems and processes that they have in place that help them.
And the craziness that goes on in their head.
Yeah. Well, it's the odds are so stacked against you when you start out as an entrepreneur that I find people who've been at it a while and who are successful, I just think they're totally fascinating. There's always something.
Some form of resistance that you have to overcome.
Something that they've done that's just, it's like climbing a mountain, you know, it's huge. So we do the show, really. We don't get paid to do it. Nobody's paying us to do it. It's a huge effort. David spends a big amount of his free time doing this show. But we do it really for two reasons. One is as a way to build community, because we really believe that the more we support each other as entrepreneurs, the more successful we will all be. There is plenty to go around. And the more we help each other, the more we will all be successful. And I know you believe the same thing.
I do. I think that should be on a bigger billboard than it already is. But yeah.
Yeah. So that's the big reason. And then the other reason is because there are incredible people who live in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And I think telling their stories makes where we live richer and much more interesting.
Yeah.
And one of the amazing things when we first set our first group of guests for the first season, there were some people that had businesses that were running a long period of time. And I was like, entrepreneurs? And when you meet these people, that are doing dynamic things, they're doing stuff every day that was interesting and exciting.
Yeah.
Looking for new angles in what they do. And it's just amazing. We've met some unbelievable people through the process of doing these shows.
What do you think has been, and I'm just going to ask you straight out, what's been the worst mistake you've made so far?
In producing the shows or in our business?
Yeah, but well, both. And I ask this question to a lot of entrepreneurs because I think a lot of times the biggest lesson is the biggest success.
So we have two shows that we've filmed that we're probably not going to air. And while I think you it would be easy to say that those were mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We learned lessons and we're entirely entertained by both experiences.
and they're good. They're interesting shows also.
Sure.
They're interesting shows, but at some point we had to make a choice about really what we were going to stand for with these shows. So one of the shows, the person really doesn't have a real business going. They're kind of totally not upfront and honest with what they're doing. Yet they had the nerve to let us come out and film them. So now we could make a really interesting show about this without me ever having to say, you know, one negative thing, but just by asking questions and voiceover and letting this person show who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the purpose of the show.
Right.
The purpose of the show is to connect our community, to help people learn from what other entrepreneurs have done successfully and maybe what they've failed at. And it's really not to have entertainment at any cost. So, we go back and forth about it all the time, but I'm not willing to air that show.
Or either of them. There's two of them.
Well, and then the other one, the person we interviewed, David was unhappy because the air conditioning kept going on and off and he didn't like the sound.
Well, no, you couldn't. I mean, it was actually like.
So as somebody who's done filming pieces, I completely understand.
We just kept going because, you know, it was someone who didn't have a lot of time and had to be there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but the real reason is they're sort of related to a national company, and the process for getting approval for even a short piece with a national company has just been interesting. And I worked for Deloitte, which is a global company. Mm-hmm. I was a fairly senior sales and marketing executive at Deloitte, so I don't have any trouble navigating big corporate entities like that. But it just seemed a little onerous. I think we're going to shy away from that one.
Yeah. Very cool. So I want to know what brought you here to Pensacola to do all of this. Cause I know you've been New York and California and, you know, all over the place. And yet our sandy white beach has totally sucked you in.
Yeah. Well, David has only ever lived in New York and LA.
Yeah.
Then he moved here.
Yeah.
And I like it here.
Culture shock.
I think he probably likes it more than I do. I grew up here, so I have that, you know, I was born in Baptist Hospital. So okay. I have that long-timer's view of you love it, but you also know it.
Yeah, yeah. You're prepared for it.
Yeah, yeah. But when our business got going, our clients are all over the country. We love having clients in Pensacola, but we also have clients all over the country, and we were traveling quite a bit. We have 4 children at home, and in California, we didn't have any family support.
Mm-hmm.
And so our business was really limited by how much we could grow based on how often we could travel.
Yeah.
So we knew if we moved back to Pensacola, we'd have some help with the children, and then we'd be able to travel and our business would be able to grow, that we wouldn't have that limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're finding that to be a correct assumption.
Yes. Yes. Well, and then we've been really pleasantly surprised with how much local business we have. When we moved here, we didn't think we would have any clients in Pensacola at all. And we picked up a couple of nice clients right off the bat pretty quickly.
We're booming here. I mean, they'd laid dormant for 20 years, trust me. But in the last 5, people just got off the couch for a minute.
You know, well, it's that. And I think also there has been an appreciation for a level of quality that I don't think was really there 15 years ago or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The kind of work that we do is very high quality. So I always say we're not the video guy down the street.
Yeah.
Video guy down the street serves a great purpose. That's not us.
Mm-hmm.
We are, you know, if your brand is about, if it's important to you as a brand to have a deep connection with your clients, if it's important to you that you're, that the quality of what you do is important, then we're probably aligned in the way that we work. But if you're just trying to get some stuff out there, probably not us.
That's what iPhones and YouTube's for.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody I said that.
Yeah, well, click that little button on Facebook that lets you do live video.
The live one.
Just go for it.
Yeah, and just run with it, huh? Shoot from the hip.
That's great stuff. Yeah. I'm liking it.
Very cool. Okay, so walk me through the process of coming on board with your marketing group.
So usually we start way back before the beginning. So I'm a huge, huge fan of Simon Sinek. Start with why. Do you know his work? Do you know his TED Talk?
I do know his work.
Okay.
Yes.
So, just in case listeners don't.
Yeah, let's fill them in, please.
There's a TED Talk out there.
It is a great, great subject.
Don't listen to it. Don't watch it right now.
Yeah. Wait till we're done,
when
please.
When we're done, go watch Simon Sinek's TED Talk, Sinek. He wrote a book called Start With Why. And one of my favorite quotes is, people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I really appreciate his work is that it's based in science. So we now know exactly the way the brain works when it makes decisions about whether you're going to buy something or invest in something. And we know that it is truly an emotional decision. So you feel an emotional connection and your brain has made that decision that you're going to spend this money. And then after that, you look for the what and the how, because that's the way you're going to verbalize your why. You're going to say, the reason I'm choosing to buy this, and you're going to say the what and the how, but the reality is the emotional connection. So what we do is we really help our clients figure out what their why is, and then we craft a story around the why.
Absolutely.
And that's the foundation, and everything else goes from there. From there, we look at their customer journey. So exactly what is the entire spectrum of activities and engagements that their customers have.
Right.
From the moment that they have this spark, I might need to do this, or I might need to have this thing, until they've used it for a while and they begin to share their experiences and consider having another thing.
Yeah. So this, do you think that this is a model that honestly could be applied to just about any business?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Unless
I think some don't even ask it enough.
Well, let me say this though. Unless you really want to be the cheapest in what you're doing, if you're going for the bottom of the barrel, have a great ride.
The quantity,
I'm not going
not quality,
with you.
Man.
I am not going with you.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the great things that Catherine will do, she'll first meet with whoever we're going to either be working with, or we usually start out with one of our fame videos.
Yeah.
And we could do a video for your company, for a home healthcare company. And Catherine, you could kind of, maybe you could run through a little bit of the kind of things we do. If we were doing a home healthcare company, we'd find out, you know, who needed to be in the video and who carries the vision of the company.
Right.
And make some great stuff that really connects you to see, well, what that company is about.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But I would look at it a little differently, I think, because I would look at the customer journey. So I would say, okay, who's actually making decisions along the way of somebody who might need your services? Mm-hmm. So who are they? And how would this information that you're even available come to them? How could you have it come to them in an easier way? How can you have it come to them where they need it? What device is it going to come on? How, you know, it's like mm-hmm. how you just... Instead of saying, how do I get my message out? It's like putting yourself in the shoes of your customer and literally saying, okay, I just realized that me or my loved one can't leave the house and they need help.
And it's usually the daughter of the patient who is the caregiver,
mm-hmm.
who is thinking about managing their own household, maybe looking at her own impending retirement and her own impending health needs, and having to address the needs of her parent at the same time.
So
spinning all the plates.
What does she need to know, and what's the easiest way for her to find it? And if you're really, really good, how can you push it to her before she's half a second before she's aware she needs it? Mm-hmm. Right? How can you make it available to her? Is it on Facebook? Is it from her friends? Is it from the physician? Like you said, to me, that seems a little too far down the line. She's probably spent a lot of time worrying about it at that point. Mm-hmm. Is it with Google Ads? You know, it's like that. So, and then you do that for every little step along the way. And to me, it switches it from selling. So you're no longer selling. You're really like a guide on a journey.
We've looked at it at times as helping find a solution. And sometimes people don't realize they even have a problem. So solution's not always what they're looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
But we've thought of it as a solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine going through that process, you know, whether you've got all your eggs in one basket or just got your head wrapped around your company. I'm pretty sure there's part of that exploring process that the eureka moment comes on with the business owner and you say, oh, I didn't even think about that kind of stuff.
Right. And I also think it makes content, creating content, much more interesting, because all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, if I was thinking about getting help for my mother, then here are the things I'd really want to know. First of all, I don't even know how I make that decision. How do I decide who to choose? Mm-hmm. So then you're like, okay, well, that's video number one. How do you decide?
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know what criteria to use. What are the things that people aren't going to tell me? Mm. Those kind of things. So it's like the content, the help, the pieces that are actually helpful become your best marketing pieces. And so it goes from trying to buy as much ad time as you can and push messages that may or may not resonate with people to actually helping. And I feel much more comfortable with that kind of marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like you said, you're telling a story.
I find it interesting that you can look at that from in all industry, though.
Yeah.
In totally. All arenas.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, to me, marketing has evolved so quickly, even over the past 18 months. And it's all because of the way that new technologies are coming about and the way that we can personalize marketing much, much better. So mm-hmm. it's gone from Mad Men days mm-hmm. of how much ad time can we buy mm-hmm. so that we can sell more stuff, so that we can make more money, so that we can buy more ad time, to how can we really, really help our customers make the best decisions for them.
Or even find a way to relate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So when's the heading forward, like going out, like I know you did the launch a couple weeks ago, but legit like running airtime or what?
We aired three episodes on Channel 3, WEAR Channel 3.
Yeah.
It runs on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. So episode one featured Shannon Polina of Fiore.
Mm-hmm.
Episode two was Jeff and Marianne Onnestead of Stillwater's Med mm-hmm. Spa. Episode three was Johnny Fan with Biendong.
Yes.
Arena Market.
I love that place.
I do too.
So being the former chef, that was like, that's one of my secret hideouts.
I do too. You know, I keep telling him I've got my favorite Thai recipes.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I was buying my stuff from him. I'm like, we've got to do some videos because I've got them down. Like I've got minimum number of ingredients.
You're ready
needed,
to cook, aren't you?
And they're kid friendly. I'm like,
I think it's a show. We better go.
That's it.
And so
I'll be a judge, David. I'll be a judge.
I'll be on the panel.
Yeah.
So three have aired. So those three that have already aired are available to stream. So mm-hmm. if you want to watch it, you can watch it. Vimeo is our favorite video hosting
service. That's a pretty cool platform.
So if the viewers have an Apple TV, they will find you go to your Apple television and you go to the main menu and you will see a Vimeo app. It's a mm-hmm. little further down. There's Netflix and HBO. And mm-hmm. all the keep scrolling. You'll see Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. Click on Vimeo and search Head and Forward and all three episodes will pop up. You can actually watch them on your television.
Yep.
You can watch them on your phone. They're also on the Head and Forward website.
Right. And that's H-E-D-D-I-N.
H-E-D-D-E-N.
E-N.
Yeah. H-E-D-D-E-N forward.
Yeah.
.com.
Very cool. Okay. So what's next for you guys?
Well,
David says vacation.
We have a couple more episodes to get done right now.
Yeah.
We have,
always editing, aren't
one
you?
One is
always.
Just on the way out today or yesterday. And then one is due next week. So that'll be the end of our first group of five.
Yeah.
And then David can sleep.
Yeah. Like I said, vacation's on the horizon, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, in TV, we routinely do overnights. And I did one to finish a show. And oh, boy. Wow.
Take you back to the fraternal days.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was different because the catering came in and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
no catering.
No. You make yourself a sandwich and call it a day.
Yeah. Call it another day.
Yeah, exactly. So what were you going to do another season? You going to find some more people?
Yeah. We're going to do season 2 is going to be 10 episodes.
Cool.
And we have five filmed, but if we don't use those two I was telling you about, then we really only have three. So mm-hmm. then we have some slots that we need to fill. David and I do this totally on our own time. If we were going to produce a show like this for someone, the cost just to produce the show would be $18,000 to $20,000 per episode.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing all this for free.
Mm-hmm.
We're not charging, but we would love to get our out of pocket expenses for the sure. airtime covered. So we do have some sponsors for episode one, and we're definitely looking for sponsors for episode two.
Season mm-hmm. two. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, season two. Thanks.
Yeah. You need the one big guy who's just going to roll in here and take the whole thing, don't you?
You know, I would love for American Express to walk in and say,
you and me both.
Here's a check.
Yeah. You call me when they do. I'll be there with you.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's really not that expensive compared to the value of it. So that's how I'm going to spend my summer is
yeah.
trying to wrap up sponsorships so yeah. that we can make sure season two happens.
So how does that work? What's your minimum entry for a sponsor?
For season two, it'll be around $2,000.
Okay.
And that'll get you airtime in all 10 episodes.
There you go.
So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Yeah. And people don't, I mean, that's a fantastic deal because I and some of the other projects I've done have researched some of this stuff and thought, oh my Lord, have mercy. You know, it's a tough gig. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So, well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Johnny Fan from Biendong called us Monday morning and he was like, oh my gosh, right after the show aired, you wouldn't believe people streaming in the mm-hmm. the market. Thank you. And we really didn't, I'm glad it's benefiting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad he's getting business out of it, but that really wasn't the purpose of it.
Sure.
You know, the purpose of it is for us to get to know each other as a community and to help people build their businesses.
Yeah. So can you give us the lowdown on some of the other people that you haven't finished yet that are coming?
Oh, sure.
Are they all secret until mentioned?
No. So we have Buck Mitchell, mm-hmm. Of Seville Quarter.
Which that whole family and facility is a really cool story.
Buck looks like a movie star.
Yeah, he got all cleaned up for the interview. And we were like, whoa.
Yeah, he shaved too. Huh? You're like, who are you?
Yeah.
We did Bellamy, the soap shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's on, they're not just a soap shop, but when you walk
down obviously Palafox, that's what you like though. You get the soaps, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You walk down Palafox and all of a sudden you're like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
It's good. And you look and there's this sparkly shop. So, we did that. And then we did LaBelle Performing Arts School.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's a, you know, where kids go and take dance lessons and music lessons, and
you can learn like electric boogaloo and break dance, and
they are serious out there.
Yeah,
they do
very serious
out there.
My daughter's expressed an interest in wanting to learn all of that stuff. So we've
have
done
you
some
have
research.
You watched Dance Moms?
No.
You should do that first.
Okay.
Because they actually have those Dance Moms there. They're
there.
Do not. You are not allowed to say anything negative about Dance Moms.
They are Dance Moms.
I was just excited. My daughter wanted to learn how to break dance, which I, you know, growing up in the 80s, electric boogaloo was like the thing. I mean, if you could windmill on a cardboard box, you were awesome.
I think that in order for you to not embarrass her, you should find a different word for it. I don't think they call it
breakdancing. You need to show her.
I don't think
movies.
They call it breakdancing anymore either.
Yeah. Show her the old movie.
I have shown her the old movies because when she's like, "What are you talking about?" And that's like, I got to go back and I can show her the old movies. So now she's at least familiar, and she still wants to do it. So
awesome. And how old is she?
She's 10.
Oh, so ours are 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Okay, so you have your hands full.
Yeah, and we don't need a 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. We've been there. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I have a 10 and a 13. Going on 16 and 21.
They're so well behaved. I saw them down at
here for like
get kids
for,
like that
for like I'm yeah but that's just it. They were on stage.
I mean, at these people. They have dogs. People walk around with dogs that aren't on a leash. And I'm like, how do you get a dog?
I know
like that.
Yeah, not my dog. No.
No, mm-mm. And we have no mild children. Mm-mm. Like I see these people with children eating properly and mm-hmm. saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And, how do we get
you know what kills
those?
Me is mine are always nicer when they're with other people. They always clean up after themselves, which is great because that means that I've taught them manners.
Well. They know. Yeah. They know.
However, they do not translate in our own home. So it's a mystery.
Yeah, we've got hormones happening and things. So.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Put a couple cameras up and see what happens.
Oh, that's, you know what? I hope they're not listening because that's my favorite. They actually do believe we have cameras up everywhere. So when I need to know the truth about something, I always say to them, you know.
We're going to play back the files.
Yeah, there you go.
And they believe it.
I believe it.
So far, you know.
Yeah. We're you able could have to your own reality TV show without even having to step out of your house.
We've talked about that.
Are we shooting anything this weekend?
We are. So we have, there's a very cool, so I do some marketing work in addition to the commercials and things that we do with Stillwaters. I'm running a Facebook contest for them. They're doing a Mother's Day giveaway.
Cool.
And
that's right. That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Better write that down.
So go to the Stillwaters Facebook page and register to win. It's a true giveaway. 6 months worth of spa services.
What?
Yeah. Mm.
6 months,
yeah,
not just 1 day.
Yeah. Not just like one little massage, but like you can get a massage or a facial or a mani-pedi once a month for the next 6 months. But
dude, I would be the hero.
You need to be a mom.
Well, you can register for a mom, right?
Yes.
Right, because my mom has no clue what Facebook is or how it works.
Does she know Stillwaters?
No, dead serious. Yeah, no.
Wow, yeah. So what we're doing on Saturday is Marianne, they haven't quite figured out how to press the buttons to make the Facebook Live thing happen. So we're going to actually announce the winner
on
of
live.
The Mother's Day contest on live. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out how to push that button, too.
Are you serious?
Well, it wasn't exactly like it was just broadcasted. Here's how it works. It was sort of just there one day. And
well,
I'm like, oh, what's
true.
That? And I was like, oh,
I'm
there
live.
It is. Okay. So we'll use this now. So.
It's such a simplification over those other services that you go live on. They're so cool.
Yeah. Well, the YouTube Live is a pain in the butt.
Oh, man.
You know, you got to invite people and all this other stuff.
Schedule it.
Yeah.
There have been twice in our times, professional lives together when we almost killed ourselves. One of them is right now. David's almost going to fall over from exhaustion getting these shows out the door. And the other was like 4 years ago, we decided we were going to teach this online class for business owners about how to make your own business videos. Mm-hmm. And it was
8 p.m. to 1 in the morning, right?
No. Here's the thing. It was 10 weeks long. Now, this was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Technology was very different back then. And we decided that we were going to do this. We were going to record videos. So there were 10 modules, one module a week. So we would record all the videos explaining that, you know, taught that one module. And then we would go live and run the videos live, and we would chat while the videos were running live.
Well, we'd talk between them too. Yeah.
And then in between the videos, we'd talk. And then so that was on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, we'd have another live session where we would review everybody's work and give them feedback. We nearly killed ourselves.
Well, it was finishing each of the videos every week.
It was 2 2-hour live shows a week, plus 8 to 10 videos every week that we're teaching. We almost fell over from that. It was a lot of work.
So next time I ask the biggest mistake, that one should definitely go to the top of the list.
It was a bonding time.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Time. Was that here in Pensacola?
We were in LA at the time. Mm-hmm. And honestly, though, that's how I learned production. When we were teaching that
class,
Throw
You to the Wolves,
I really didn't know that much about it. And so David is incredibly talented. We haven't told the audience who David is, but David's kind of a big deal.
I think so. He likes to blow it off like it's nothing, but you know.
Yeah.
That's his modesty, not mine.
Yes. Yes. So David, you know, he's an Emmy award winning director. Yeah. This isn't one of those local Emmys, although those are really nice. This is a national
prime time.
This is a big one. Yeah.
Emmy award winning director. And he's got so much brilliant work that he's done. And,
and you get thrown to the wolves.
Communicating, you know, clear, in a methodical way is not necessarily the way his brain works.
Sure.
So when we were teaching this show, he would have to explain everything to me and then I would have to put it into a structure. Mm-hmm. So I really learned a lot from him when we taught that class.
Yeah, there's a little different wiring when we get into the creative side of things, I think.
Yeah.
I do that too. And people look at me like the other two guys that I work with doing some of the grub on stuff, but they're like, dude, speak English. I have no idea what you're trying to portray here.
Yeah.
You know, so
the people, stay strong, man.
Don't ever stop.
The people in our class would just laugh because David would speak. And then I would say something like, well, what David meant to say was,
oh, but you know, I was just, can I give the other story of the worst thing?
Please.
We were shooting an infomercial. And
which is always exciting just from the beginning, right?
We're shooting an infomercial, you know, and Catherine's doing her own makeup.
Oh my
God. I'm really short staffed. I was supposed to have someone help me and I ended up doing a 3-camera shoot myself. Mm-hmm. You want to tell him what happened?
So he gets the whole, like we get the whole thing shot. We get it, edit it together. And he shows me the first rough cut and I'm like, David, has no one until this point actually looked at me because I had the biggest smear of lipstick all the way down to my chin. Not a little tiny little thing, like a little oops.
Can't Photoshop it out.
But like this huge thing. I'm like, did you never look at me? Like what in the world? And there was no way
to go back and do it, huh?
No.
You just went to press.
No.
We did shoot that infomercial 2 more times though.
We did.
A day in the life of, huh? Right?
It sounds like it's really great working together.
No, we love it.
We are together 24/7.
Yeah.
And
which honestly, I mean, that's huge. And I know because I've been in either worked for family owned restaurants where mom and pop were there all the time, or have been in that situation myself where it takes a lot. It's a certain style of chemistry that has to come together to make that work.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons it works for us is I just think he's brilliant. He's talented. He's gifted.
Catherine's the brilliant person.
And we agree on the level of quality. Yeah. We're both.
But,
obsessed about, mm-hmm. we're just obsessive about and agree on the quality of work that we're going to do.
But the biggest thing is that we both have really strong talents in different areas.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And it's absolutely. So hard. I've worked together with people who either want to be me or are trying to do what I'm doing, and you're working on a production, and then it's just
so too many
tough.
Chiefs and not enough
so
Indians.
We end up doing really well on the specialty things we do, and then you it enhances both of your work that way. It's like multiplies instead of just two people, it's like we have 100 people working home. A little bit of exaggeration, but
yeah, but I get it. I mean, you get to different sides of the spectrum, so you know, it when the pieces fit, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's a website and all this good info that we can send people to get in touch and
yeah, definitely
figure out their next move with you?
Hedden Forward, HEDDENFORWARD.com, filmsaboutme.com. That's where you can see a ton of our work.
It.
You know, we've been doing this, is it 4 years or five? I forget. 5 years. We have over 400 videos.
Yeah.
Over 400
I stalked
pieces
it,
of
so
work.
I'm,
did you?
Yeah, I'm with you.
On
I stalked the page. Yeah.
So Vimeo.com / films about me.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all of our work there. It's crazy how much work we've done. We've had some great clients. Did you see our zombie commercial?
I did see your zombie
Aren't
commercial.
Aren't they cool? Mm-hmm. That was fun.
And my daughter, who loves zombies, also watched the zombie commercial. She's a zombie freak. The older one.
Yeah.
She does the makeup and all the Day of the Dead stuff. And she just for the heck of it.
Does she
not even
really?
Halloween. Just Saturday morning.
So where do I find your zombie videos?
So the zombie video you can find on Vimeo.
Oh.
And then
you can get all of it from your website too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you get on the website, you start clicking around.
Yeah. You know, the zombies are a little bit in the background though, I think.
Yeah.
And keep them under lock and key.
We also were really active. we're on Facebook a lot.
Yeah.
We really like talking with people and getting feedback and building communities. So there's a lot on the Hedden Forward website about what's happening with entrepreneurship in our community and films about me. You know, David loves to talk about equipment and video and new stuff coming out.
I know. We cornered him for like an hour and a half at the show, just talking specs and stuff.
Yeah, we're totally
obsessed. We're technical geeks when it comes to that kind of thing.
With the 360 thing.
Yeah.
You know, the 360 video. Like, we can't wait.
We did that in here. Well, David was part of the You Say Tomato thing we were doing, but we did it in here, had one in the middle.
Did
you? I just thought it was the coolest thing. It's a 360 degree camera. So when you watch it, it's like you're in this big bubble. And you can
see. So instead of people walking across the street with their head down forward, now they're spinning around.
Yeah.
Watching,
yeah. Now you can get total motion sickness.
You can really get run over.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, we're getting to the end of our afternoon here.
So soon.
Well, it's been 45 minutes.
We didn't even hear about you yet.
Well, that we're going to save for maybe a later date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can work something out.
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, you need another person for series or episode or something you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, totally.
I've got a story to tell. I can tell you that.
Oh, I want to hear it.
It's pretty interesting. So we're going to have to save it for another time, but I do have a story to tell.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to actually build a career on that one time, just telling my story. I thought it was pretty fascinating. See, if I don't toot my own horn, nobody else will, right?
Can I ask one of the medical questions? So, you know, my family, they don't want to let anybody in the house.
Oh, that
happens
often.
How do you deal with that? How do you deal with
that? That happens often. Sometimes it depends on the patient's state of mind. You know, when we're working with patients with Alzheimer's or dementia, we might be able to tell them that we're there for another reason.
Oh, see, we're talking about New Yorkers. They just don't want to let anyone in.
They just don't let anybody in anyway, huh?
Who are you? Why, you're here to help me and can't be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that's
you got to get into their mindset and join them where they are.
Yeah.
That's figure great. It out.
It's good work. To be,
figure
help
it out.
People at home. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of ingenuity.
Ingenuity
from the family to figure out how do I get over on them and make this happen.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do you find a lot of people are resistant to it?
Some really are, you know, you'll hear.
It's one of those sort of coming to
I already
terms.
Have Tom, Dick, and Harry coming in my home 3 times a week. Maybe it's for something else, like maybe to come in and do homemaking services.
Yeah.
Do I really want someone else to come into my home?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
and really have that frank conversation with them about being at home and the benefit of having someone come in, so you can still have those other three people coming and doing homemaking services for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandfather was 104, and I was like, I'm not sure I need those services right now. Remember?
Yes.
I think at 104, if you can still make that coherent sentence, amen, go for it. You get what you get.
So you tell the other inside is you tell people, okay, just hire me. That's another thing that people consider. If you're giving something away, this Medicare benefit, which is already paid for through everything you put into Medicare, we're giving it away. And not everyone wants a free service. So you talk with them about paying for the service. You talk with them about being able to fire you from the service.
Oh, wow.
Give us a trial. Let us come in for the next 2 weeks. Let's see how you feel at the end of that 2 week period.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This has been Business Radio X.
See? He's been practicing.
He has this fascination with radio mics. He just loves them. I don't
radio
understand.
Mics. You mean like portable mics?
I don't understand why you didn't go into radio. You love your voice so much.
No, I just love playing with headphones. That's all. That's what I'm doing. That's here. I can talk like this.
See? It's really cool.
So annoying.
It was funny. You know, he started when I had the kids, we were running around gallery night and we ran into each other. And, you know, he's over there doing voices of familiar characters that they all knew. And they're kind of looking at me like, Did you know this guy did this stuff? Did you know he made these noises? And I was like, yeah, check it out. Kind of cool. So anyway. All right. I'm going to take us out of here. I want to thank all of you for coming in today. Very, very much. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
And I know
thank
we have
you.
Lots more to talk about. So we'll hang out here after the mics go off. But guys, if you are looking for us, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.